For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Kevin Kugler from Westwood One will be doing the play-by-play here in the national semifinals tomorrow. Thank you very much for sitting down with us here at the Final Four. I'm sure you're prepared for this story.
It's an outstanding story. I love the Gary Hahn story almost as much as I love everything else. I started my tournament with Keith Dambrot at Duquesne.
Oh, wow.
And he was trying to retire. And then they go out and win their opening game. And we sat down with him the next day, and he said, "All I want to do is go spend time with my grandkids, and I can't get out of the tournament." He was kidding, of course, and I'm sure Gary feels the same way. But sure. My goodness, what a great way to go out for one of the longtime play-by-play voices in college basketball and college football, to have the chance to go out with a redo of the 1983 national championship run.
Right, and there are a fair amount, obviously, you know the story, fair amount of comparisons and similarities. You know, that 83 team needed to win the ACC tournament to get in, even though that was a good team. But I keep arguing that this state team should have been in a better position. Like, I'm not shocked once they got in. Am I shocked they're in the Final Four?
Of course, yeah.
But I was definitely not shocked they got to the second week. Totally not shocked at that. And then when they saw Duke was not playing better than them.
Oh, and it's a familiar foe.
Yeah.
In a time in which familiarity can really be a benefit to you, you don't get that very often in the tournaments, a lot of times, especially on a short prep time. So they didn't have to worry about their prep for Duke. They knew how to defend Duke. They knew how to play Duke. They knew how to score against Duke. It was a perfect matchup for North Carolina State, and they took advantage of that matchup. It's one of the great stories. You know, I came right from Detroit to here. And because I had Detroit last weekend.
Okay.
So Wednesday, we went over, the Cavs were in town, and we sat down with Sidney Lowe
for
20 minutes. And he just told the stories, and we talked about the comparisons. And he is so excited about this whole thing. And they're on that text chain every single day, the members of that 83 team. He said, "We talk every single day." And he goes, "If we win all the way, and the next time I'm on the court side, I'm wearing my red jacket once more on the side of the court when he's coaching with the Cavaliers."
I spoke to him Tuesday.
Hey, it's Adam Golden. I'm in studio with my friend Coach Pete DeRuiter with the Capital Financial Advisory Group. Is it ever too soon to seek out you and your expertise?
Really, there's no too soon. It's time to get serious. So if you're 50 or over, we call it the financial red zone. And that's when really it's time for you to take control of your money and make sure you have a firm on your side that's a fiduciary planning firm, which means they take your side at all times. Now, we'll do this for the next 10 of you who call. This is $1,000 value, but I'm going to waive my planning fee to make sure you get your total retirement plan and you get on the right path for retirement.
Call 888-843-0013, 888-843-0013, or text Adam to 600-700.
Adam Gold is a paid spokesman. Investment advisory services offered by Capital Financial Advisory Group, a North Carolina registered investment advisor.
So, is he still wearing the red jacket?
I don't know if he's still wearing
it. Those were legendary when he was the coach at State.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
He's going to bring it back out for an NC State win if they're in the – I'm not – either if it's in the championship game or if they win the national championships. We're either one or two wins away for the Wolfpack to have Sidney break out the red blazer again on the sidelines of a Cavaliers game.
That is fantastic. Kevin Kugler is joining us, Westwood One play-by-play. All right, Zach Edey and DJ Burns. This is old school big men banging.
I love it. This is if you thought the big man was out of the game of college basketball, this Final Four is going to prove you wrong, because three of the four teams are big man oriented, UConn as well. But in the matchup we're going to get with NC State and Purdue, you've got DJ Burns, who is much more fleet of foot than he appears to be, and Zach Edey, who is the most talented big man in the game and has been the last 2 years. I will not be surprised if Purdue opts to start someone else on Burns right away. I could see Trey Kaufman-Wren come out there and try to defend him to get a little more speed and athleticism on DJ Burns, especially after what we saw this past weekend.
Yeah, DJ will... he'll also post up starting at the three-point line.
Oh, no doubt.
I mean,
he's a remarkable talent.
It's incredible.
Yeah, and he's so fun to watch. And the joy that he plays the game with is an infectious thing. And in a time in which we're all scratching our head at certain things that are going on in the world of college athletics.
Oh my gosh.
I love the fact that we get to watch somebody who clearly enjoys the game get out there and have a chance to play it.
Yeah, he's got that great personality. I mean, I'm not saying basketball is not like the most important thing to him, because I don't know him that way.
Sure.
But he seems like life is the most important thing to him. Like, he's not obsessed, but he is incredibly talented. Oh. He's got great feet. And you see the shots he makes. Those aren't goofs.
No.
That's his game.
His spin move and his footwork are that of a 6'5", 6'6", forward, not a 6'10", 270-pound post that has everybody thinking about, well, with that footwork, could he play in the NFL? I mean, we always go right to that card when we see a big guy with good footwork. It's like, wait a minute, that guy could be a tight end. Let's get him into the tight end room.
We talked to Mike Golic yesterday, and he rolled his eyes, because I agree. To me, it's disrespectful to his basketball. Like, maybe he's got a future
Correct.
In basketball.
Maybe he's a really good basketball player that just looks like a football player. It's okay to be really good in basketball, too. It's fine.
Right. And I also talked to Mike about the fact that, wait a second, is playing offensive line supposed to be easy that even a caveman can do it?
Right, exactly. Just run out there and block the guy in front of you. No, that's not what it is. There's a lot more to it than that. I'm going to be very happy to watch him play basketball this weekend. And whatever he does in the future, I will wish him very well. But I hope he has two great games and gives us all a chance to smile over the course of the weekend.
Kevin Kugler from Westwood One will have the game, NC State and Purdue, followed by Connecticut and Alabama. Now, Alabama knocked out one of our other teams in North Carolina. Grant Nelson shot the eyes out of the basket. Probably played the best game he's played.
No doubt.
In Tuscaloosa. And obviously Connecticut, to me, they're the biggest dog here. They're certainly not the optimum word, because they're a big favorite here, but
they are a Husky.
How do you look at that game?
To me, it's one of those games that comes down to how is Alabama shooting the basketball. Mm-hmm. If Alabama can get the pace where they want it, and they're one of the shortest possession times in college basketball, under 15 seconds of possession, if they can get the pace to where they want it, and if they can hit threes, they're going to be in that game. But that's sort of the equalizer across college basketball. UConn is the best team I've seen in person this year in college basketball. Purdue is the second best team I've seen in person. It appears like everything's been on a collision course all year for that. But would it surprise anybody if Alabama or NC State won these games? It wouldn't me. I mean,
no.
Because while there's a gap, it's college basketball. It's more difficult to predict college basketball games at the highest level than I think the NBA at the highest level.
Oh, yeah, especially when you get to this stage when you only get one.
Correct. And that's it. Yeah.
One.
It's game seven in the NBA Saturday night for these two games. That's
all right,
it.
So how do you treat is there a build-up, or how do you approach your emotions as you approach this game? And then we'll say goodbye to Kevin Kugler.
Well, I think the buildup is just we're down to the final four. We're down to the final two games. And for me, the emotion is.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts, so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Is it going to be the two teams that everybody's pegged since November as the best in college basketball, or do we get to see one of the great runs that we've seen in the last 40 years from NC State continue? Do we get to see an Alabama team that's playing with a giant chip on their shoulder for whatever reason? I think they've just decided to have
that's
a chip
Nate
on
Oates,
their shoulder.
Which is fine.
Yeah, which is fine. But it's also a great story. Guy was a high school coach a decade ago, has a team now in the Final Four that plays a run-and-gun, up-and-down-the-floor style. All of these are great stories to tell. I'm anxious to see which one we get to tell starting Saturday night.
At Kevin Kugler on Twitter. That's his name.
No, that's my name.
Westwood One. I appreciate your time, my man.
Good to see you. I'm glad you're here.
I'm glad to be here, too. Nice to see you again.
More great news for Cary commuters. With the new GoCary app, you can track your bus live on the interactive map feature. Stay informed with the latest news and service updates right at your fingertips. Save your favorite locations and routes for quick and easy access, making your daily commute a breeze. Plus, with the GoCary app, you can easily connect to GoCary.org for even more resources and information. Best of all, the GoCary app is absolutely free to download on the Apple and Google Play stores. GoCary, where getting there is just a tap away.